Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
I don't know. Everything's sideways. Hi. Thanks for listening. The Bills are favored to beat Carolina on Sunday. What if they don't? What if they just cover? What if they win by three? You know what? You haven't even given your speech on how you hate Dave Canales yet, which I can't wait for.
Keep waiting.
And I'm thinking about calling in sick on Friday so I can sort of rest up for Saturday night at the World Series. Because now I'm going to the World Series. But
thank you for laying that out so plainly.
What if the Bills beat Carolina? Let me pick the perfect score. 17-16. You're fine?
No. We're terrified.
Who's we?
Everybody.
These people are terrified already.
Well, right, okay.
You're not. You're sort of sane and cool.
Yeah.
What if they win 17-16 on a 44-yard, what's his name? Matt Prater field goal to win the game. The Bills turn the ball over three times to Carolina's one. Uh-oh. 3 weeks in a row losing the turnover battle. I can't imagine how that happened. 17-16. At the gun,
I think. A few things.
Right away, I gave you this.
I think. Post game, there will be at least three people who, you know, use the tried and true phrasing. Look, I hate to bring it up, but
I'm calling to bring it up.
Don't you think it's time? Maybe if they install Joe Brady as the head coach, he'll be able to fly and be free and do what he wants on offense instead of being restricted by McDermott. You notice how my voice is transforming as I'm getting further into the point that I consider absurd? Sorry, that sounds like I'm judging you if you don't like Sean McDermott, and that's not fair. You have ground to stand on if you think they should change coaches. Really.
I do want to get back to this.
It's just an opinion. But anyway, there will be a lot of that. I mean, we're getting that this week. They haven't played a game in 10 days. And we're getting, you know, so they win a game like that, maybe with Andy Dalton playing quarterback for Carolina. We'll see. There's news about that today, right? Bryce Young doesn't have a brace on. He's out of practice.
Whatever.
He's going to be limping. I think they're just playing games, but whatever.
Totally. Listen, you want Bryce Young to play.
Okay, I'm not as
you want an injured Bryce Young to play.
Okay, well, sure. Okay, that changes
or
it,
healthy.
I guess, a little. But I'm not as dug in on that. Like, I'm scared of Andy Dalton. Although I heard Tasker make your same point. Not so much about the injury, but just like you'd rather play the other guy than play
totally.
Dalton. So you've got
not to, even close.
You've got Tasker on your side. I don't know, I'm not convinced. Anyways,
if Bryce Young were a 13-year NFL veteran, he would never see a snap over Dalton. But he's not. He's the first overall pick from 2 years ago, and they're trying to make it work, and that's fine. That's normal. That's what we see all the time.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Do I need to continue with the
yes,
scenario here?
Please.
Like, what's
happening? My fault.
It sounds like the Bills have been eliminated from playoff contention. If they beat the Panthers to improve to 5-2, maybe even tie the Patriots.
Does New England win already at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know. Who are they playing again?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, my God.
They only play Cleveland the rest of the way.
All
their remaining games are against Cleveland.
I guess now is the time to really lament the fact that the Browns traded away Joe Flacco then.
Actually, their next two games are against Atlanta and Tampa. I'll check.
Yeah, after this. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Atlanta's one of them.
It just, you know. Skinny your teeth win at this juncture of the season with the time off, the bye week compounds it because they lost two games and we've been just sort of sitting with that, right? Like, why didn't they throw the ball to the running back? Why didn't they, you know, just all the things, and it's been, you know, extra. We got, you know, value added here, you would say, an advertisement for this product. Value added, time to
advertisement.
Sit.
Advertisement.
With these two losses. So anything that doesn't go perfectly on Sunday is going to be enhanced by the fact that we've been just staring at the 4-2 record for 2 weeks, I think. So, yeah, I think it would sound like there's flames.
I think this game, you know, they've had two-game losing streaks. And last year they had a two-game losing streak. They went to play the Jets on Monday night without, I mean, perish the thought, James Cook. And they won. But the Jets with a healthy, albeit old, Rodgers is a different test than this. It's in the division. They'd lost there. They've lost the Jets a couple of times. And then they go there and they win by three. And I think we're mostly okay. And then after that, they ramp up and they win like eight in a row or something like that.
They make the Cooper trade right after that. That's the week of the Cooper trade after that Jet win.
Right.
It wasn't after the two losses. They played another game and then made the deal.
And they played the Titans at home. That was Cooper's first game. He catches a touchdown pass right before half.
On a little slant. Well, and wasn't there, did Kansas City do something right, like the day before? Didn't some other contender did something in the league right the day before?
Hopkins, maybe? The Jets traded for Adams the day before, or the same day.
Yeah.
Maybe there was something else.
I feel like there was something else that a contending team did.
Maybe.
Anyway. Or maybe it was just a wide receiver trade, like you're saying. But I felt like there was something else, but I don't remember.
I would guess that going into the Jet game last year, so that's 3-2 after the Houston loss, I was probably like, well, this isn't going to be easy. And the game wasn't easy. 23-20, I think, was the score. This game is, I mean, the Jets are the Jets, and this doesn't have to be how you feel, but this is Carolina. Like, this is the game when we decide if the Bills are still the Bills.
Yeah.
And if they win 23-20 or 17-16, maybe they are. But I do think post-game would be kind of sideways if they won by a field goal or less against the Panthers. But that doesn't have to be bad. Then they're going to play Kansas City next week. I feel like, though, this came up. A caller brought this up yesterday. And this is a lot of people right now, I think. If they lose this game, I'm panicking. If they win by a field goal, not that different. Maybe we sort of like, we exhale, they survived it, and it's, well, on to the Chiefs, who they play the following week. So is any win good enough here for your psyche? I guess I still do want to ask.
It should be. But I don't even know that it would be for me. Like, I don't want to sound, I know it sounds like I'm being judgmental about people who don't appreciate the wins when they come. And it's not that at all. Like, the whole season, every year is a test. And emotionally, it messes with you. And not handling a team that looks handleable is going to be a problem. It's just going to make you feel like, you know, and great, the Chiefs are next. Right? Even though none of it matters. I mean, they're going to play a team that beat Atlanta 30-0. The Bills could not find a way to score points against Atlanta for some unknown reason. Like, oh, they blitzed. Like suddenly, like, blitzing. What is this new concept? You can rush more than four guys? I still can't believe they had so much trouble with that. But they did. But then the Chiefs are looming, and we'll feel like they don't have a chance against the Chiefs. And of course, that is not true. Because every week is a different thing. It's a living, breathing organism practically each week.
Here is what's interesting about next week, dare we be accused of, you know, looking ahead. Bills, Panthers, Chiefs, Washington, Monday night. If they both win, maybe we're sort of in the clear and we can sort of condense it to just like this rivalry, the history of it, and whatever else there is. If either the Bills or the Chiefs lose this weekend, then I think, especially if New England wins, this game becomes seen as really important. And that's what has not really been true in most, if not all, of these Chiefs-Bills regular season games. It's cool, but it's not important. You know, it's not important for much. Maybe home field. I don't know. I could go back and look at the last four. Is it 5 years? Have they not played 5 years in a row? 2020 is COVID, and the Chiefs are here on like a Monday afternoon or whatever that was that year. And I think they've played every year since in the regular season too. I don't think those games were really looked at, especially once the playoff rivalry evolved, as more than just like, all right, Nance and Romo, let's have a fun time. And not, this is not how the players would have thought, but there wasn't really that much on the line in these games. If the Bills and or Chiefs are at 3 or 4 losses, what if Kansas City loses to Washington?
With then, Marcus Mariota playing quarterback, right, by the way.
They're 11-point favorites. If they lose to Washington, that's their season. Next week. They probably won't. Maybe the Commanders will run 30 plays like the Raiders last week at Arrowhead. But a Bills loss, especially if New England is still ahead, and New England has Atlanta. They all play Atlanta. New England has Atlanta next week, I want to say. That's correct. At home. Anyway.
The Bills' regular season games with Kansas City would have mattered. Well, I want to just clarify, like, it hasn't been that important. Like, the chase for seeding is what and the one seed, but I guess the Bills have won these games 4 times in a row. Have they ever, because of it, vaulted ahead of Kansas City in the conference? Like, I don't think so. I feel like Kansas City was ahead of you enough that you wanted to win and try to catch them. That's the level of importance, right? The games are never late enough in the season where you're guaranteeing yourself anything.
I can do the last 2 years, at least. Last year was the Bills needed to win to stay in the race.
To have a chance at it, right.
And so they did, and they did stay in the race, but the Chiefs never lost another game.
Right.
2 years ago is Kadarius Toney being offside. And so that, I think the Bills are what, 6-6? Like, that was important for them to sort of save
just
their season.
Get back on their feet. Yeah.
And they won there. The first year of it, 21, I want to say, was early, and it was a Sunday night blowout.
Right.
Where the Bills won there. Then there was another one in between. But it's not like these are, they're not playoff games.
Right.
Simply. They're not do or die games. So they're, I just wanted
to say. Even though
they've
beaten them all these years, they've never finished ahead. Well, they were ahead of them, obviously, in 23 because the Chiefs came here. But they haven't gotten the one seed by virtue of beating the Chiefs, is all. Right. They haven't gotten it on a tiebreaker head-to-head on the Chiefs. And if that's what you mean by, you know, the stake isn't that big.
All I mean is, if New England beats Cleveland this week and then Atlanta, to go to 7-2, then Bills Chiefs 425 next Sunday, the loser might look like it's in trouble. The Bills would be in trouble for the division. They'd be a game and a half behind with a tiebreaker loss. They'll have to beat New England away. Still possible. A lot of season left. But the loser will look like they're in trouble. And the Chiefs already have three losses. If they win this week and lose here, that's four. Then the bye. Then they go to Denver, play the Colts, and go to Dallas. And now you're sort of creeping up on too many losses to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's where next week's game could feel like the biggest one of these with Kansas City. Because, again, like the loser could be looked at as wild card at best. Kansas City doesn't have anybody. The Chargers couldn't keep up. Denver's getting away with it. They have to play Denver twice, but nobody right. is. They don't have exactly what New England represents to the Bills, which is the, like, the Chargers couldn't keep the pace. They've right. lost games. They're not, you know, pulling away, stretching out from the Chiefs. Where
they're tied with the Chiefs now. They're both 4-3, and Denver's 5-2.
Right.
So, you know, what Denver doesn't have that New England has is a head-to-head win against the Chiefs already. Like, New England's got that on the Bills, so they've got that half a leg up, if you will, on them. But yeah, no, it gets, it really comes into focus, and hearkening back to the week leading up to the Patriot game, like you knew that this was possible. You could be looking up at these guys just like that, and going from undefeated to like, oh, what happened? And here you are, a couple of weeks down the road, and you're looking up at them. And yeah, I mean, and any idea of being at, say, 5-4 and them at 7-2 is kind of...
Well, that's with a loss this week.
Right, okay, yeah, so...
Let's say Chiefs and Bills both win this week, and then Kansas City wins here in Week 9. Then you have Kansas City at 6-3 and Buffalo at 5-3, probably in second place, and then it will feel, in relation to the Chiefs, it will feel like last year. Because Kansas City has that tougher schedule, but then the stretch run is pretty doable for them once they get past Thanksgiving. Houston, Chargers, Titans, Broncos at home, Raiders. That's pretty where the Bills have at Pittsburgh, whatever Cincinnati is, at New England, at Cleveland in, you know, probably 18 inches of snow, then the Eagles.
Right.
Than the Jets. Like that's where Kansas City would have the edge. If they could get to, it's not a game of Buffalo versus Kansas City, or is it? But if they can get to the end of November level, then I think they would have the
edge on the Bills.
Probably. Chiefs, by the schedule. And we're already to that.
I
guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
this is the week we decide if the Bills are still the Bills. Because
right.
if they win by whatever score or ever margin would satisfy you, then okay. Then we've really been wasting our time for these last 2 weeks. If they don't, again, whatever that line is, wherever that line is drawn, if they don't, then it's going to feel like, uh-oh.
Can they really do this?
Because New England will have the lead,
mm-hmm.
and Kansas City's, you know, so back. Whatever the Colts are, whatever else, Denver, even Baltimore, if they win, whatever else is happening, this doesn't have to be determinative, but it'll feel like,
yeah.
all right, well, now is the time to panic. I think, hopefully, you know, what's the margin for you? Cover? They haven't covered since week two.
I said yesterday I could, I mean, what does this say? Who couldn't use this? 30-10. They should kill this team.
I don't know.
They should kill this team. Someone has to say it.
I don't think
so. I think they should kill this team. All the noise, all the shortcomings, everything, roll it all up, go down there, and just take it out on them. that's an outcome that's in the window. I don't know how likely it is, 10%, 20%. They should be the better team, and I don't think it should be that hard to see.
Well, this is where you and I sort of part ways, because I don't agree with that. I don't think they should kill this team. And the reason is because of their defense. I don't think their defense should dominate. I don't think it even comes close to looking like it's that kind of team, that kind of defense. You get takeaways from Dalton. You get takeaways from anybody. You get Hoyt and Ogunjobi back. You know, the law firm of Hoyt and Ogunjobi is going to save the day. Okay. But Carolina runs the ball. They've got a good to great young wide receiver. They've got a couple other guys that are interesting. I just don't look at this game as like the Bills should roll. I'd love to see it, but I don't think it sets up like that. So I would take more of a modest victory because I feel like that's, well, it's more likely. Of course, it's more likely, but
it's more realistic, maybe. Is that not the same thing?
No, it's – I just – I'd be really impressed if the Bills blew them out. That's it. I don't think it should be that.
See, and that's where, like, let me circle back to what it sounds like after, like, what, right? Because I think there will be plenty of people that they could beat this team 30-10, and the first person through on postgame is going to be, it's Carolina. It's Andy Dalton. What is he, 70 years old? They can't win for trying this week. They could kill this team, and plenty of people are still going to be like, the Chiefs are going to kill them.
Well, that's what it is.
So that's just how it goes. They've worked themselves from 4-0 into a spot where clobbering Carolina will fail to impress some portion of their fan base, I think.
Right? That's what it is.
That's how it goes.
There have been a lot of those games in the last 5 years.
Yep.
And many of those times, whatever, it was laughable.
And none of it ended up mattering because you still just had to find a way to beat the Chiefs in January.
Day we spend here is ultimately because no matter what happens tomorrow, it'll be that still, I think. Okay. Well, fun.
Yes.
Sal will join us at 5 to tell us what arcade games or ping pong tables or the like are in the Bills locker room and should they be removed, and is there going to be a room for these things in the new stadium, and is that already sort of built in? Can't wait to ask those questions. Before that, Mike Wilner on the Blue Jays in the World Series, as you may have heard, against the Dodgers. Game 1 is Friday. Card of the day for those of you watching on Twitch or the YouTube.
I can't see who that is. I can't see the. I can't read the name.
I'll pass it over.
Yeah, it's okay.
For now, it's the secret that those of us hold that are watching and me so far. I didn't tell anybody about the card of the day.
Okay.
I will.
I would like you to.
It's a rookie card.
Yeah, nice.
It's yours for.
Yeah.
An even 20. It's not a big card. Not like ours.
Oh, yeah. Ours.
It is ours.
Steven Strasburg rookie card.
I would not trade this card. Well, I would trade this card for that card straight up. Sabres tonight, home to Detroit. Pregame at 6:30 with Paul Hamilton. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. ESPN.com has an interesting article today. 25 players who could be traded. Some of you are there. Maybe we should be there. Just talk about the trade deadline all the time. What the Bills should do, who they should want. I'm game for it. We'll be back, hopefully, with your calls at 803-0550 after this break. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was
217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know it's establishing who we are as a team, and that continues to unfold week after week. And you know, I don't really know that we're there yet, and that's okay. But we got to keep pushing. We got to stay urgent with our approach, the discipline, the detail that I mentioned earlier. It's really establishing who we're trying to become as a football team. And you just take it 1 week at a time. You know, guys have been in and out of the lineup too, which affects some of that.
I think that was Sean McDermott, but I was talking to Bulldog about something personal.
A big WL.
WL.
Hang the WL.
What did he say?
Fly the WL flag.
Is that going to be something that we needed to hear?
I'm so sorry.
WL. You know, like the Cubs, don't the Cubs have like a W flag an L flag? But when they have a doubleheader and they split it, do they have a WL flag? Win-loss?
I don't know.
Probably not.
We don't know.
You wouldn't have that.
No. I ran into a guy Friday night at the bar after we got out of here who had a Cubs hat with that logo on it, and I didn't recognize
what
it.
What is
right
it like
away.
A white W?
He had a white hat with a blue. It was a blue W.
Okay.
In this one, and he we had been chatting for a few minutes, and then he held it up and showed it to me, and I was like, oh, all right. And I wasn't sure what it was, and then he told me, and his wife, or whatever, the woman who was with, said, well, I mean, I don't know. They could have been brother and sister for all I know. I don't know. She said, he knows what that is, and I'm sitting there going, like, I really didn't know what that. I didn't recognize the W. Like, I know the Cubs fly that flag, but I'd never seen the W on a hat, so I didn't realize that there was a hat with the W. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. That really didn't need to come out.
No.
It really wasn't that interesting.
The card of the day is a 1979 O'Peachy Baseball Willie Upshaw rookie, then Toronto Blue Jays first baseman. Yesterday, I had Round Ball Rock in my head all day, and I never watched a second of it, but I heard it was good. Like, what NBC did was good, I guess. I didn't watch any of it. Today, it's that OK Blue Jays song.
I love that song.
It's great.
Do you know that you and I both, like within, I think I was first, but after Springer's home run, we both tweeted OK Blue
Jays.
Yes,
I saw that, yeah. And I didn't see yours.
And I had someone said something to me about you and I doing that, and I said, well, I've been texting that. My friend John Gale is, you know, hanging on every pitch of this series. He spent a lot of his adult life in Toronto with his family, so, and his sons are, you know, around the world, and he's watching this, and so anything good happens in that series, I am texting him, and I take my time with it. Paragraph, Blue Jay, like, I'm leaving room for the hand claps, you know, okay, Blue Jays. let's play ball. Like, that's the text. It's like this long. The text is, you know, so I just space it out.
I didn't do it that way.
I love that song. I think it's a great baseball team song.
I agree. I can't stop singing it or playing it in my house.
I think I like it more than Meet the Mets.
Oh, well, I mean, that's fine.
And I do like, I like Meet the Mets is great. It's a classic.
Meet the Mets is old.
Yeah.
Early 60s, like the beginning of the Mets. A buddy of mine who, I mean, I would lose a 15-round bout against this guy in like sort of old sports trivia. And I mean that as a compliment. Maybe it sounds arrogant, but like I feel like I could beat a lot of people at that. Not Kevin. And Kevin, who is Canadian, texted me a point about that song. And he's like, can you tell from the lyrics when it was written? And so I had to study the lyrics and listen to it closely.
The Mets song?
No, the Blue Jays song.
Okay.
And you can, because in the last verse, there's a reference to Billy Martin as the manager of the A's.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I never knew that. I've never gone
far. It's got to be 81, 82.
I don't know the verses. I just know the okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball. That's all I know.
That's all you need to know.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Come on down and greet the Mets. That's all I know of the Meet the Mets song, too.
Well, you know what? That can wait because the Mets are dead. The Mets are not playing baseball anymore this year.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan. Hi, Ryan. Save us from the Mets song.
How's it going, guys?
Great. I'm singing the Mets song.
I mean, the Bill song isn't that young either, by the way. But just saying. I just want to ask you guys a quick question. At the beginning of the season, everybody was really leaning high on how amazing our offense was last year. Everybody eats, and now it seems like there's a general rush of panic. We need Chris Olave. We need Calvin Ridley. We need someone to beat him deep. Is it a matter of injuries, or is it a matter of mindset? Because, quite honestly, it seems like everybody on the podium after this last game was as depressed as, like, we just played the 13-second game. And quite honestly, it's just like, it doesn't seem like we have the same confidence after losing two games that are like reasonably okay to lose. So I just wanted to hear your opinion.
Well, I think it's not a matter of, I don't know what two words you just used, but to me it's a matter of talent. Do they have enough talent to get the job done? And I don't know. Like I don't want to make too many leaps without having, you know, intimate knowledge or having been told something. But I think anyone that sounds or looks defeated or depressed about the state of things, if you're talking about Josh Allen, I think it's possible Josh Allen is just as worried about their offense as we are. Like, he's the quarterback. He's the one who's got to make it work. He's the one who's got to facilitate everybody eats and get by without having a bona fide number one target that he can count on third and seven. And I don't know, like, if he just feels like this isn't working right now. So I think that could be it. I don't know that that's it, but it could be. Like, anyone who's in a position of control there, right, he's got the ball. He's got to believe in it and see it and execute it. And I don't know if he's seeing enough that is, you know, that can make it work. Right now, I don't think they did in the Atlanta game. They scored 14 points. So that's my answer there. I mean, I think it's when you know what you're probably going to have to do, and the defensive problems are sort of baked into it. If you think you got to score 30 every week, or certainly 30 in the playoffs, and you're only scoring 14 and 20 the week before that, I would understand being concerned about it. That's why we're concerned about it, and I don't think it would be weird at all for someone inside to be having the same concern. Because I mean, they're gonna know. Can we do this? Do we have enough here? You know, we could speculate it from out here, but that might come through. Might. Again, I'm not saying I know this, but you know, you're asking why they sound and look defeated. There's a guess and an answer for you.
Okay, Ryan, here's Brandon next. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Quick question. I don't want to turn this into a big
blow up like it's happened a few times when I've called you. But, like, what would McDermott have to do for you guys to agree that maybe he might be a part of the issue? Because the problem is our defense goes out there, and, yeah, we didn't put up a lot of points against Atlanta, but we also gave up, what, 150 yards to Bijan Robinson in the first half? I mean,
what's the issue?
At a certain point, it's got to become – our defense is a huge issue, and he's supposed to be – a defensive-minded coach, yet his defense, it's never worked for us. The games that we win are because Josh goes up there and puts up, you know, 350, five touchdowns. I mean, it's craziness, but
five
we never
touchdowns.
Win them close games because we always give up 32.
Always give up 32. Five touchdowns. How many Josh Allen five
they
touchdown
gave
games
up
are there?
3 points in the second half of the Atlanta game. The 180 yards Bijan Robinson hung on them doesn't go on the scoreboard. They gave up 24 points and lost the game.
But it 8 o'clock and it didn't give Josh any...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to really do it.
They had the ball 3 times in a row in the third quarter and got 11 yards. With a chance to tie the game.
So our defense, isn't it like we can go out there and give up all these yards every week and it's not a big deal?
All these yards
the
every week.
The scoreboard is what matters. They lost the game 24-14. Like, I know what the first half looked like and it felt utterly demoralizing. I'm hanging that game on the offense. I'm sorry. They scored 14 points. They looked like they'd never seen a blitz before.
Okay, the week before that, it had nothing to do with our – I mean, our defense is
– I'm not saying it had nothing to do with it. It's just like what do you want here? You want an answer to when will I think Sean McDermott should get fired? Is that what you want?
Yes.
But you don't want it to be a big blow-up
right.
conversation. That we established right away.
I'm just trying to understand, like, at what
I'm
point
trying to understand why someone who likes the Buffalo Bills before a Week 8 matchup with the Carolina Panthers, with the Bills sitting at 4-2, having won the division 5 years in a row, wants to call a radio show and ask us when the coach should get fired. What's the scenario? I want to understand how that mind works. Because they're 4-2, you want to look down the road to when you can fire this guy because you're so sure it's never going to work, and I'm sorry, I think it's absurd. And it's going to be a big blow up every time because I think it's asinine.
When has our defense helped us in the playoffs? Ever.
Ever. The pick six against Baltimore. Is that any good?
What happened the very next week?
Oh, my God. I know.
I know. There's no winning. Sorry, Brandon. You got what you wanted. It didn't become a big blow up.
No. I'm fine. We're done.
You got what you wanted by calling in.
We're not going to make it to January.
I am going to make it to January. You might not.
I'm not. That's why we as you know, yeah. I
don't have any time off left.
Yeah.
I got to pace myself.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, how do people have discussions, like real ones, with people who talk like that? I don't mean about Sean McDermott. Who cares? It's a football game. But like 5 touchdowns, 332 yards a week, whatever the nonsense, like whatever the numbers were, just you can't, no matter what you would have said, there was a but. And it didn't even have to be based in reality. It doesn't matter. Like, it's just, I don't know. I can't function in life engaging in those kind of conversations. I don't even know how you could possibly survive it. Can we talk about, like, reality, or do we have to twist it so terribly to make it interesting? I don't know. We are in radio. Trent is next. Hi, Trent.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Trent.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to say we need to stop blaming Sean McDermott for things. These callers calling in, it's making me lose my mind on my drive home. He's a great head coach. He's got us here. He built this culture. We might need a separator. I heard I don't know if you guys heard the rumors of we're looking into Jacoby Myers or Kelvin Ridley, but
we haven't heard the rumors. Trent, what have you heard?
My friend actually texted me earlier and said he saw somewhere.
See, I don't know your friend.
Yeah, but he said Jacoby Myers and Kelvin Ridley have been talked about
by other fans.
Yeah, I guess that could be it. But yeah, I've been at work all day, so I thought maybe.
Me too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, those are names. Myers was asked yesterday because he asked for a trade before the season began. The Raiders said no, and he was asked again yesterday about like, do you still want to be moved? Like, oh yeah, but you know, I'm going to do my job. I'm here, and you know, and if it doesn't happen, I'm going to keep doing my job. But like, he would welcome a trade. I don't know about Ridley.
Neither guy really matters. I mean, Myers is Shakir, I think, mostly. You have Shakir. This is, again, where I say big investment in Shakir isn't as sexy as you want it to be because it's actually a cap on what you can be at that position. You can't move anybody to the slot. You can't exactly get full Kincaid. You've got Khalil Shakir catching his 6 for 75 every week from that position. And, you know, that's fine. That's what the Bills wanted. That's what they did. They made the double down investment on him. He's good. He's not great. But there's a long list of guys you cannot fold in to their offense unless you remove him. And why would they do that? They just invested in him. Everybody eats 30 points a game. He's locked in. And so is Kincaid at his 60% snap share. And they want to run the ball because that's how they win. And so that's Knox. And now what are you down to? You could conceive of, and this is really all we talk about, you could conceive of an elite outside receiver, X receiver, that probably costs you your number one, which compromises everything they've said that they want to be, despite like winning most of their games. Really? That's going to happen? Or you just pass. And I think they pass, because I don't think there's, that trade is hard to begin with, even if you wanted to make it. New England might want to make it, and they have a better chance to. But really, Shakir, Kincaid, Coleman, still a young player, early draft pick. Are they really going to want to cancel any of that to do something else? Kelvin Ridley? Kelvin Ridley is kind of shot, maybe. Like, that's not. That's Amari Cooper, I think.
I like both of the Saints guys better as ideas. They're very different. Shahid's like a complimentary piece. He's, you know, he's going to get down the field for you. Olave is a number one receiver.
Very much so. Doubt you can get him. Doubt the Bills would really want to do that because of what where they've planted their flag, but I would love to be wrong about both of those things. They'd have to have both for it to come to fruition. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. Let's keep going. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.